I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
You guys, I have been working so hard lately, as I'm sure a lot of you have. But I've also been spending some really quality time with my kids, introducing them to some of my favorite TV shows. I think they're old enough now to watch. And Hulu has them all. Like, literally almost every single one of my favorite shows is on Hulu. From Family Guy, Bob's Burgers, South Park, and some older fare. Like, they've been enjoying The Masked Singer, The Voice, Blackish, and more. And you guys, if you don't have Hulu, you need to. It's perfect for families and single people too, because there's so many options and it's so affordable. You can get a really great low price. Plans start at $5.99 a month. So if you love TV and don't want to miss a moment of the new stuff, go to Hulu.com and start your free trial.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton.
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
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 Beat Perez Hilton.
Ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the PHP. That's Perez Hilton. I'm Chris Booker. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm rested. I'm enjoying taking more time off on the weekends like a normal person. Although my kids, when you have three kids, it's like the odds are just not in your favor that
for anything.
Yeah, the odds are not in your favor that they're all going to behave well at the same time. Yeah. Like, I took my kids to this event on Saturday, which was really cool. We went to, it's called 29 Rooms. It's closed mm-hmm. already, so I won't talk about it long, but they kind of were the original Instagram thirst trap museum. Refinery 29 started it, and mm-hmm. it was super fun, but it was like too much for them that particular day. Some days when we go to these places, they're cool, or at least one of them, but it seemed like all three of them were challenging on Saturday, and I was just not having it. We left early. Yeah. And then Sunday we just went to the carnival at my son's school, my daughter's school, and it was a pretty chill weekend. How was yours?
You know, I went to my girlfriend's dad's house, and he has a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old, and the 5-year-old had a meltdown, and I'm just talking epic. You know what I'm talking about. I've seen you go through it. And I don't know how you do it. This kid just took off like a tornado. I'm right behind him. I'm like, let's get out of here. I can't deal. I don't know how you can handle three tornadoes. It's insane. I don't know if I could do it.
It's a lot. Like at the carnival on Sunday, that was eventful too. I'm excited for next week being Thanksgiving and to just chill and hopefully catch up on. I want to get like months worth of sleep next week. I may just get 12 hours of sleep every day. I'm already thinking about Thanksgiving. I need it.
Those kids will wake you right up is what's going to happen.
Oh, hell no. Well, I'll go back and nap. I can go back to sleep. They wake me up, and then I'll give them, like, the death stare, like, get out of here.
I'm giving you the death stare now. Let's get the show rolling.
All right. Well, let's start off by talking about Taylor Swift. I wish that our show sometimes was a daily show because there's so much to talk about. But this Taylor Swift story is an ongoing one that we've spoken about before, and I don't see there being any big picture resolution anytime soon. However, there is some immediate resolution to the drama, and that is a statement was just released that an agreement has been reached that Taylor Swift will be able to perform her old songs at the American Music Awards, which is one of the main things that kicked off all the recent very public drama yet again between her and Justin Bieber's manager Scooter Braun, who bought her former record label Big Machine Records, which was started by this guy named Scott Bruschetta. So that's it. Let's move on. No, I'm only kidding. I think that there's a lot of repercussions here that we have not seen the last of. I think Taylor Swift is probably one of those artists or smart business people that are worth way more than any of those Forbes lists ever state. And usually it's the other way around. Usually Forbes will say somebody is worth way more than they actually are. I think Taylor is worth more than anybody knows. So if she wanted to, she could hire the very best lawyers in America and sue her former label. I don't know on what grounds they would find something. And on the flip side, I'm sure her former label could sue her too if they wanted to, even for something like inciting violence against them.
Or defamation of their character.
I know. If they both wanted to, they could both sue each other. And frankly, I would love it. I would love it. They should both sue each other.
It's bad for the art, though. Don't you think at the end of the day, it's really taking away from the music?
That's because of her former label. That's not because of Taylor.
Fighting the narrative and making it all public. I could maybe disagree with that a little bit.
She had no choice.
Yes, she does. Exactly. Go back to your last statement. She could go via a court and do this in a business way.
That's not going to resolve itself before the American Music Awards.
Well, that's true. But who gives a damn about the American Music Awards? Let's be honest. Who cares?
The big picture is this label is telling her what she can or cannot do with the songs that she wrote.
In her eyes. In their eyes, it's a different story. They're saying, we're not telling you anything that you can't do. We never told you that you couldn't perform your songs. That's what they said.
They're lying. They did.
Well, says you.
The New York Times claims, and I believe the New York Times, that they have seen the email sent by, and the new statement released by the label. The label just fucking contradicted themselves. They just outed themselves as liars.
You're getting all worked up.
Her former label today just sent out a statement that they have just reached an agreement with American Music Awards. So that does mean that they previously said that they could not perform her old songs.
No, the details are this. You're missing the facts that lie in between here.
What am I fucking missing?
The rub was, the American Music Awards is a live music show, which she's allowed to do. However, the network for the West Coast feed has to record it, which is in a violation of that deal for her to do that. Okay, so she needed to get permission. It didn't sound like either one of them in the beginning understood who was saying no to what. And it just worked out. They came out and said, listen, she's performed her songs on TV. As a matter of fact, we performed an old song on the Today Show. They didn't bitch, moan. They didn't do anything. They let it go. They didn't care. They didn't go for litigation. They said that we couldn't sue her for that even if we wanted to. She took a little point and spun it in her way to make it seem that they were saying no. Meanwhile, they got their hands up in the air going, we never said no to anything. This is just what the contract says. Let's work it out, which they did.
There was an email sent, according to Taylor Swift's lawyers, which has been verified.
According to whom?
According to Taylor Swift's lawyers.
Right. Well, okay, what about their side? Their side, they're not giving their defense.
They did. They claimed something else. Scooter Braun, may ultimately confirm that Taylor Swift was telling the truth.
Who's saying she's not telling the truth?
You are saying that she's not telling the truth.
I didn't say she wasn't telling the truth. That never came out of my mouth.
You just said her lawyers were lying.
No, I didn't. I never said any goddamn thing. I said exactly this. And if you want to listen again, I'll lay it out for you again. I don't know why I got to repeat myself. Because of the West Coast broadcast, there was a piece in that contract that said nothing can be repurposed or recorded for broadcast or whatever. That's the fine print of the contract. She's saying that she went to them and they said no. They are saying she never came to us and we never said no. We just said we have no. They said we have a contract in place that says you can't do that. Now, they weren't saying we can't work this out. They never said that. They never said a patent. No, you cannot perform these songs. That is a lot. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. Press. No, they said that we have a contract in place is what they said.
Okay. Do you want me to read you the damn email? All right.
I don't need the email. I already know what happened. I already said what happened.
This is the email that was sent to Taylor Swift's team. Quote, please be advised that BMLG will not agree to issue licenses for existing recordings or waivers of its re-recording restrictions.
That's the contract in connection to anything, in connection to the Netflix, in connection to the American Music Awards, meaning she needed to get permission.
I don't get what you don't get. She was in the process of getting permission and they denied it. That's what that email said.
They said the contract is the contract, is what they said.
Please be advised that BMLG will not agree to issue licenses for existing recordings or waivers of its re-recording restrictions in connection with these two projects.
Which was in the contract.
Okay.
Now, this is the semantics of the whole thing right here. Yeah. This is it.
But I will acknowledge she signed that contract. Great. But you are trying to rewrite history.
I'm not trying to rewrite anything.
She reached out to get permission. And they said no.
So when they say no, then a negotiation happens.
They said no.
They didn't say no. They said honor the contract is what they said. We're not going to give away any rights. Please honor our contract. And then a negotiation happens after then. This is the rub. This is the whole thing. They're trying to negotiate. They're trying to say, okay, if you want to do this from here on out, we want this because we already have that. Don't you see that?
They tried to negotiate privately. Then they got that email. And when they got that email, that's when Taylor Swift went public.
Okay.
I don't know the minutia of the negotiations. I don't know the back or forth.
That's the rub. The minutia is the rub. After that, everything is he said, she said, they said. It's silly millionaires arguing over semantics. That's what it is. Why it's part of the public knowledge and why they're blasting out emails and why she feels that this is the best business move. I don't know. I don't get that. I don't understand that because ultimately I think it hurts her body of work. But then again, it could be wrong. Maybe this is great for sales of Lover, number one this week. People are all of a sudden interested again. The more they talk about you, the more they may buy your music. I don't know ultimately at the end of the day how it plays out. But the rub is in the middle, which you and I will never know what those conversations were or were not. We won't.
I am inclined to support Taylor in this.
You're just supporting her just because you like her music?
No, I don't support her carte blanche. I don't agree with her position that artists should own their masters. If you're a privileged artist that has made a ton of money and you're able to do that, then great. But if you're a brand new artist and a label is going to invest millions of dollars into you, then no. Unless you are able to negotiate that in the beginning, then no. I'm in agreement of that. However, I do believe that if an artist wrote their own damn song, they should be able to perform it whenever and wherever they want. I think, and if that's not how the law works in America, I think the law should be changed.
That's fair.
Having said that, I think her old label's the only ones that come across losing in this. They're being too aggressive. By her performing her old songs, who makes money from that? Her old label. By her not performing her old songs, her old label doesn't make money off of that. It's clear that mm-hmm. they're trying to manipulate her and control her into agreeing to not re-record her old masters. That's what this is really all about.
Yeah, I don't think they want her to do that, but it doesn't matter. It's pointless. Those songs, they don't belong to them. Those songs don't belong to her anymore. Those old songs, they belong to us. Those songs are attached to our memories. They're attached to our feelings. They're attached to our timeline of our life. She can record them 10 times better. Doesn't make a shit bit of difference, because you can't take people back in time in a time machine and take the memory of where those songs are. It's a waste of time for the 100th time. But that's just my opinion.
That's your opinion. Her old label clearly disagrees. They don't want her to do it. And Taylor Swift clearly disagrees. She wants to do it.
Come on. These people are disagreeing because, once again, silly millionaires. This is what they do. They're going back and forth and back and forth. I just don't think the art wins in the end. These songs will never be their songs. They're going to be her songs forever. When everyone's dead and gone, including her, those songs will live on, and no one will say, hey, that's Taylor Swift, Shake It Off by Scott Borchetta and Scooter Braun. They're not. They're just going to say it's Taylor Swift. It's just silly. You signed a deal. Either you honor it or you don't. I don't know what else there's to say to it.
But it's not silly to a lot of artists. If you were to sit down with Taylor Swift, she would give you quite the talking to. She was the last thing that she thinks this is silly.
Don't sign that deal. She's not a hayseed that fell off the turnip truck. She had very rich parents who were in partnership, who was on the board of that record label. Okay. So I'm sorry. If this was Kelly Clarkson, who signed a shitty at American Idol television deal, and they ended up with her music rights because it was the first time ever, I could stand up and say, girl, you were robbed. This wasn't that case. This isn't a case of that. This is a case of all this stuff was negotiated years ago, and you don't like it today. Sorry you don't like it today, but you signed it yesterday because they took a chance on you. I see both sides of it. At the end of the day, I still think the music belongs to her. I wish she could get her songs back if that's what she truly wants, because she wrote them. But they had a hand in on that. They had a hand in on the producers and the studios and the whatever it took to get her to Nashville and to get her humble beginnings rolling with a lot of money. They had a hand in that. And this is their payback. So I can see both sides of it. But I'm an honor my contract kind of guy, for better or worse. And I've signed a lot of turds in my life. So I just have to kind of eat crow.
Well, their argument could be made, too, that she was 14. And if she really wanted to fight that legally, too, like, should a 14-year-old, even with parental approval, be held to a contract that they signed at age 14? Anyways, it sucks because, like you said, the music suffers. And she released a new song and almost nobody talked about it because all this drama overshadowed the new song. She has a new song out that she co-wrote with Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber for the Cats movie musical, which I think looks really cool. You've said you thought it looked freaky.
It looks creepy, yeah.
I like it. I'm down for it. The song is called Beautiful Ghosts. Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
You see? I told ya.
You make a good point. I mean, I guess I make a good point. It's masking the art. I want her music to be the event in my mind. I don't want everyone to say Taylor Swift, and the first thing that comes to mind is this strife. I want to think of, like, Lover. I want to think of that, and whether I like the remix or not. You know, I want to think about the music.
You're not missing out, because I don't dislike the song. I like it just fine, but I think it's just fine. To me, it's not Oscar winner, because I've only heard the Taylor version. I haven't heard the film version. In the film version, somebody else sings the song, and she sings it in the closing credits. I don't know, maybe this other person might sell it better, might belt it. Like, I was expecting a bigger punch, and it didn't give me that, so we'll see.
Right. It's like all soundtrack songs should be done by Celine Dion or Adele. You know what I mean? Like, these big, massive voices.
I love Adele.
She's so great.
I love Celine
Dion.
Celine Dion's the queen of soundtrack singles.
Honestly.
Honestly.
Honestly, there are things everyone can do to help protect their sexual health.
Talk to a healthcare provider and find out about all your HIV prevention options.
Because honestly, our health is worth protecting.
Find out more at gethonestabouthiv.com.
All right. Before we move on from Taylor Swift, a question that I want to pose out there for you and for everybody. This is a topic I want everybody to call in and let us know your thoughts. I do not think it is coincidence. Personally, you might disagree with me. In the wake of all of the Taylor Swift drama,
a lot of other artists have come out in support of her. Mm-hmm. I find it very telling that the majority of the artists that have come out in support of Taylor Swift are women, it seems to me. And far less men are publicly supporting her and this drama that she went through. Mm-hmm. Taking it a step further, I find it very telling that a lot of her friends and co-workers, collaborators that are female have spoken out in support, but her friends and collaborators, Ed Sheeran and Shawn Mendes, both of whom have duetted with her and toured with her and are friends of hers, neither Ed nor Shawn have spoken out publicly about this. How does one interpret their silence? I could interpret it as not being there for a friend, or siding with Scooter Braun and Scott Bruschetta, or being afraid of having an opinion on this. What do you think?
I think they're musicians. They don't owe the world an opinion on her private contract. And, you know, that's kind of my point that I was going back to in my argument a minute ago. This is an agreement between two parties that we've made public. And you've made it public without actually even sharing all of the facts. I need all of it. I'm going to need all of the information, except you've got a piece of information that she wants you to see, and you've got a piece of information that they want you to see. And at the end of the day, we're just talking about them. So I don't know if it's smart, dumb, means that you care, don't care. I just chalk it up to, hey, that's somebody else's business. I do business my way. If this person wants to do business that way, then it's that.
I get it. However, you could have spoken about this in a way that's about the music and not the business of it. Like, you could have shown support for your friend Taylor and leaving the business side out of it. Like, you know, just saying even something as simple as Taylor Swift is one of the best songwriters I've ever worked with, and I am sending her support. Something as simple as that, you're not even addressing the business aspect of it.
Nobody died, Perez. Once again, this is not, it's not their business. This isn't a death. This isn't like her mother passed.
I get it, but I'm just saying, I find it telling that they didn't.
I don't. I would stay out of it too.
Whereas, you know, Camila Cabello spoke out. Halsey went hard in support of Taylor Swift, and Halsey's never even collaborated with Taylor Swift. It was really interesting for me to see those that spoke out and those that remained silent.
I think you should speak out. People need to be loud about these deals, and people need to see them coming down the pipe and know what they're going to sign before they sign it. That's it. That's this whole thing. Because people are always going to, if they see talent coming their way, people are always going to say, how can I make a buck off of it if I'm going to invest a buck into it? And that's the game. And it's a rough game, and it doesn't seem fair, but the rules are out the window now with the internet. I mean, like, the number one song or the number one trending song is that Roxanne song. Mm-hmm. You know, look at that thing. No label. That's just one person put a song out, but that's the future.
Well, that's because of TikTok. I'm not going to be talking about TikTok today, okay? I'm not talking about TikTok. I'm just saying I'm on TikTok, and I know that song... Before it even reached radio, I know radio's playing it, it went viral on TikTok. It's kind of amazing.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Anyways, the holidays are coming. Office parties, family gatherings, and cringeworthy pics of your smiling with those discolored coffee-stained teeth. Hopefully you don't smoke, but if you smoke, even more stained teeth. Oral hygiene is very important for me. As many people could tell, folks are always asking me how I get my teeth so white. Well, let me tell you something. You can get your teeth very white too with Power Swabs. They are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power swabs never leave my teeth and gums all sore and sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. You need to try Power swabs, and you will not believe how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. I've got a deal for you. Just go to buypowerswabs.com and use my code Perez for 40% off. An additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Or you can call 1-800-668-1749 and use my code Perez. That's buypowerswabs.com, code Perez. Visit buypowerswabs.com today. All right. I mentioned Shawn Mendes. I briefly touched a few weeks ago on that we had not seen Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello together in public for a while, and they had been inseparable for the longest time. Mm-hmm. Well, they're back together, thankfully. Mm-hmm. I saw the two of them at Julia Michaels' birthday party, and I also saw them at a Lakers game where they were making out because mm-hmm. basketball makes them horny.
It was a Clippers game, but yes.
There's two teams here? I'm only kidding. I knew that. No, but I'm glad that you said that because I like to be accurate. And enough time has passed that I think we can have a reassessment of our conversation. Camila Cabello has announced her album is coming out in early December, in just a few mm-hmm. weeks, December 6th. Yep. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to do well because she's doing a tour bundle. Mm-hmm. So it's directly tied to her ticket sales. The tour could flop and then maybe it won't do that well. I mean, she is performing in arenas, which is a bold move. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she's quite there yet, but I could be wrong. I mean, if they price it smartly, if it's not too expensive, she could sell out arenas. I mean, hopefully. Or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there'll be a ton of demand to see Camila Cabello next year in arenas. Mm-hmm. But months have passed now, all of September and October, and now we're well into November. It is my assessment that not one single of the songs she's released from her new album have become a hit.
Yeah.
Are you agree with me now, finally?
Well, I never said that they weren't hits. I just said they're all on the way up, and I do believe Liar's still on the way up, but I never really thought that they were Havana Records, any of them. But I don't even disagree with your point about there isn't a lot of heat.
You totally said, oh, it takes time, it takes time, it takes time.
No, it does take time.
All right.
It definitely takes time. But I never came on and said, oh my God, all of these songs are hits. I never said any of them were hits.
All right.
I like them.
It's been 3 months since Liar came out, or 2.5 mm-hmm. months. It's not going to happen. Sure, you might go and argue, well, look at Lizzo, that came out in 2017. But that's the exception. That's not the norm.
No, that's true. That's not the norm. It's like a secondary hit, like Lover. Lover didn't even go top 10 at radio.
Well, actually, I do think Lover might have legs. I think that one could do well.
I think so, too, especially with the remix. I think the remix is going to turn it around, which very rarely happens. But I always liked Lover. Lover was my favorite track on the album.
Not only that, I mean, she's doing performances. She's doing the American Music Awards.
Right.
She's doing
feeding. She's feeding the machine.
She's doing promo. She agreed to accept an award at a big industry event that Billboard Magazine is having, the Women in Music annual event. She's going to accept the Artist of the Decade. She's doing some of the Jingle Ball shows as well. So she's working it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I do think the album will do well. I hope. I don't know. Like, she's released so many songs off of it, and none of them have performed as well as her. Like, what, Shameless, Liar, Cry For Me, Easy, and Living Proof. 5 songs prior to the release, and not a single one of them has exploded.
Mm-hmm.
That's
fair.
That's alarming to me. Liar's this just... I mean, Cry For Me, I kind of like too, but I don't love.
I like Shameless. I still like Shameless. I like Shameless and Liar. I think they're both good, solid pop songs. I don't think they're the best, but they're solid.
Shameless just sounded too much like her first album. Like, that's why it didn't resonate with me. Like, that it sounded like she had recorded it for the first album and didn't put it on the first album. And blah, whatevs. All right. Well, speaking of artists and music, Billie Eilish, and also like doing whatever you want. I do think, and going back to what you said too about because the rules have been exploded and because it's a different day and age, an artist like Billie Eilish, I do think is in control of her career.
Mm-hmm.
She signed after she was already a hit. Mm-hmm. There was a bidding war for her. Mm-hmm. She's got this new song out called Everything I Wanted. Have you heard it?
Yeah.
Are you playing it?
No.
Yeah. So before I even heard the song, I was like, okay, they're releasing a new song that's not on her album because the label has decided that there's no other radio single on the album and they want another radio hit for her. So I listened to it with that in the back of my mind. And then I heard the song and I'm like, well, I like it, but it's not a radio song, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it made me question, well, why the fuck even release this? Like,
yeah,
I didn't quite get that.
I think it's all confusing. I can't give you a straight answer other than your initial point that I believe that she has all of the say. I believe when so many people are pining for you, you can, all of those things, those caveats that they put in contracts that Taylor's trying to get rid of, stipulations, they're all gone. She doesn't have to play by anybody's rules, and they're just happy to have her. Going back to Taylor, it just sucks that she was backed into that deal and just can't reverse it. I just don't know if this is the proper tactic to get things back, but she's got a lot of money. Maybe she can get it back.
Yeah. All right, on to some more legal news. We talked Taylor Swift, a lot of legal news. On to Lori Loughlin. According to reports, she has been offered a deal to flip on her husband.
Oh, my.
If I'm her husband, and if I mm-hmm. loved her, and if I was mm-hmm. old school, mm-hmm. and I believed in sickness and in health till death do us part,
mm-hmm.
I would sit on the sword for my wife.
I wouldn't even think twice about it. How about that? If it came down to my girlfriend or me going to jail, I would stand up and say, I'm going.
Yeah.
The husband should sack up.
And the crazy thing of it all, too, is there was this dude who recently did accept the plea deal uh-huh. and had all the same exact charges as Lori Loughlin. This person was also involved in the college cheating scandal. It's a guy, a real estate tycoon. And he got sentenced to 6 months in jail. If I knew that, I'm like, he got all the same charges as me and he got 6 months. By me not accepting a plea deal, I'm opening up myself to 40 to 50 years in jail. I'm going to fucking mm-hmm. accept the 6 months. The fact that she has not accepted a plea deal yet when she knows she'll likely get 6, maybe 9 months, but is instead facing 40 to 50. That's a whole other level of stupidity I cannot fathom.
I got to think the lawyers, they know something that we don't know because I am in wholehearted agreement with you on this one. Like, just take it and run. If it's 9, how about that? Maybe I take it still. Because, man, this has taken a lot of time, and I think judges care about things like that.
Well, speaking of legal news, Monique, the actress and comedian, is suing Netflix for pay discrimination.
Okay.
They offered her $500,000 to do a Netflix stand-up special. And mm-hmm. she was not happy with that, claiming that she deserved more and that they offered other comedians more money than that. And mm-hmm. and she's suing for pay discrimination.
Good luck with that.
I mean, this woman is her own worst enemy.
Thank God you said that. I was like, please don't go another way on this.
Oh, no. She's
good.
She's got the worst reputation in this industry. Both Tyler Perry and Oprah Winfrey beefed with her in the past and
wow,
don't like her. And now doing something like this, that's not going to earn her any favors in the future. That's not going to get her more work, I don't think.
Yeah, crazy people are musicians and comedians and actors and podcast hosts all of the time. And they don't think logically, especially when they're famous. So you just hope that she's got somebody around her that could kind of smack some sense into her and say, you don't get how this works, do you? You got to play the game. She doesn't want to play the game, and she's not going to be around much longer.
I think now she's got her own podcast.
Good luck on YouTube is what I say to her.
Hopefully you know a little bit more about this than I do. Colin Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I read something that I read about what happened. The NFL had scheduled a practice for him because he claimed to be in, you know, league shape and wanting and willing and ready to be a quarterback again. And then there was all sorts of drama because they sent him some waiver or form a few days. I'll say everything, but even before I say everything, I'm just going to say it. It seems like him and his team are divas. They gave him a waiver to sign and he didn't want to sign the waiver. Even though they gave him the waiver on Tuesday and the workout was on Saturday, what's the big fucking deal? You don't like the waiver? You have 3 days to negotiate a new waiver.
You know, for once, you finally hit the nail on the head. You're right. You're 100% right. He is a diva. He has no plans of playing football. Do you know the whole rest of the story?
Well, yeah, and then
I can tell it because it's a lot easier for me.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
So he didn't like that, and he didn't like that it was not open to the media.
Right. His workout is what he's talking about. He had a workout scheduled at a certain location.
Yeah, at a professional NBA NFL facility. So instead, he moved the workout to a local high school.
By the way, 1 hour before it was supposed to happen. And it was 60 miles away.
What? An hour away?
Yeah.
60 miles away?
60 minutes before. Yeah. 60 minutes before he sent out a tweet. And that's how the people, the NFL teams that were there scouting him, that's how they found out. His Twitter.
Oh, God.
So that just plays more into your theory that, yes, he is a diva. And he just wants to be a martyr for the rest of his life. Now, that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a great arm and could probably still play the game as a backup or maybe even a starter. Who knows? But this guy's a giant pain in the ass. Okay, and that's the problem. In the NFL, you need all of the guys on the same page, not putting out drama. You need everyone focused on football and playing. And he's a distraction. He's a distraction for any team he's going to be on. And I don't believe he wants to play because that's not how you behave with that waiver and moving the workout. And my God, just stop being a pain in the ass if you really want to play football. But he doesn't. I don't believe that he does.
Bummer. Because he could have had that other chance he wanted. I mean, even Jay-Z, according to reports, who now is a part of the NFL, is not happy with Kaepernick.
Yeah.
And the way that he and his team handled everything.
He's a diva. You nailed it. Right at the beginning. You nailed it. Congrats.
Well, that was just a nice segue towards our last two topics, which are back to music for a couple minutes. And then we'll take your calls. Harry Styles was the guest host and musical act on Saturday Night Live this weekend. And he also debuted a new song called Watermelon Sugar. Have you heard that song?
No, I didn't even bother listening to it.
Well, you're not missing out. I did not like it at all.
I had a feeling.
It's so wild to me that, I mean, I guess maybe it's because his audience is predominantly younger. When you're younger, your time maybe is less valuable and you're willing to be more generous with your time. But it boggles. I'm not even just talking about, I'm not talking about listening to the song. I'm talking about it boggles my mind that there are so many artists in this day and age that can sell out arenas without hits. Like Harry Styles doesn't have hits. And I don't even think if most of his fans like his music. They just like him.
Hey, give me a JoJo Siwa hit record. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense.
But at least she dances and puts on a show, you know?
So do you. You dance on TikTok every day and you're not selling out anything.
I'm going to be selling out the Staples Center next year, bitch. Watch out.
All right. I can't wait.
All right. Finally, it's all but confirmed at this point that Justin Bieber, even though his Instagram post flopped, he wanted to get 20 million likes on one post and he didn't. Actually, let me look right now and see how many he's at.
I looked the other day. I think it was like 12.
Let's see. 11.8 million. He is going to be releasing a new album next month. And yeah, it is going to be an R&B album. I mean, if the music's fire, then people will be into it. But I don't know. I don't think he's somebody like Adele. Like, I'm horny, anxious, so fucking ready for new music from Adele. Because I don't know why or how. I think a lot of it does have to do with the fact that she so seldomly posts on social media. Even though she's not a hermit, I mean, she went to Drake's birthday party and everybody was talking about how skinny she looked. And she, every once in a while, will post something on social media, but she just still has this mystery about her.
Yeah, that aura of mystery. Taylor Swift was getting it back with her stepping out of the spotlight. And I thought it was the great thing because then the album came out and kept me wondering again. But now it's back to drama and lawsuits and blah.
Oh, well.
You know?
Do you think it'll do well? I mean, I don't know. I it's hard to even say. I don't know.
God, who knows? Aaron Bieber is what he trademarked?
Yeah.
Who knows what that's going to sound like? I really have no clue without hearing the music.
Do you think that he will get accepted in the R&B community? Like, as an R&B artist now?
I don't know, man.
Isn't that like the rap world? Like, if he wanted to do a rap album next, like, would he be accepted in the rap community?
I look forward to sitting back and laughing at whatever it is.
All right, let's take some calls.
Booker, this message is for you.
Oh, shit.
I was the last caller about the question about the crown. Can you cut me off right after I ask my question? Because I realized I rambled.
Okay, so she must have called the call before. So let's find out what the call before says. I like that somebody knows that they're rambling and then had to call back and tell me that they know that they're rambling. That's pretty good. You listeners are getting good. Listen.
Hi, Perez and Booker. This is Annie. I'm a longtime listener. And I just had a question about the crown. I've heard you talk about it before. I love this show. Well, I started watching season 3. It just came out. And on the second episode, it's like just a few minutes into it, the queen says thank you to her sister for flying commercially. And I was wondering if you think that was kind of like a little stab at, you know, the whole Harry and Meghan Markle thing with them taking a plane or something, you know, and not flying commercially. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay. Do I think that the writing now is reflective of the things that are happening? It's supposed to be based on back then, so I could see them getting the idea from it, but I haven't watched season 3 yet. It just came out here.
Wait, there's what's her name? Olivia Colman? Is she, she's on the show now, right?
I haven't seen season 3. I don't know.
Oh, I was reading something online that some people were upset that there's a new queen.
Oh, so that is this season. Yeah, because what's-her-face? I think they go back in time. I don't know.
I don't watch.
Yeah, I got so bored in season 2 at the end. I don't even know if I could put up with season 3.
Wow.
The end of 2 was kind of really boring.
Have you signed up for Disney Plus?
Yeah, I did this weekend.
You did?
I haven't watched anything yet. The whole family thing over here, everybody's on it because of Verizon. So, we have it for free.
Oh, I know.
You have it for free. You have Verizon.
I know. I got a text and I thought it was spam or like I was being fished or something. So then I tweeted Verizon. I'm like, is this legit? And they tweeted me back like, yes, it's legit. So I'm going to sign up for that.
It's great. I mean, the interface is awesome, and there's so many shows and movies and things you forgot about. I'm also watching that morning show still. God, I love that show. Boy, it's really good. Another great show for everyone to watch on Amazon Prime is Modern Love. Holy shit, it's the best show I've seen in years. And it's little vignettes taken out of, I believe, New York Magazine. And it's just little stories of love and finding love in New York City. Every episode is different with different actors. And it is so well done. It's beautiful. It's just a beautiful show. And I'm only 2 in, but both of them have just rocked my world. So definitely watch Modern Love. It is so fucking good.
Well, I've seen some controversy with that show, too.
Oh, really? There's controversy?
Well, just people upset that none of the female leads, all of the female leads are white women.
Ah.
So there's some people that are upset by that.
Well, everybody's upset about something. There's only 8 shows, but okay. Here we go.
Hi, guys. This is Valentina from Big Sur, California. I first want to say that you guys make cleaning and cooking 2 days a week bearable. The rest of the days, it's horrible. So please make your podcast every day. I also, most importantly, want to tell you, Perez, that I'm a teacher, and there's research that shows homework means nothing for elementary age kids. There's no reason for them to have it. They need downtime. So if you guys are struggling, I would say cut back. The most important thing, though, is a love for reading. And I think the teacher should teach him to read. And at home, you just kind of, you know, read along with him to make it fun and easy. So he's not feeling the pain and the stress of reading a book, because we want him to love to read, right? Also, Booker, I don't know you as a person, but you sound really awesome, and I think you'd be a great dad. Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, well, you should have seen me with the five-year-old. I left that house like it was on fire this weekend. I don't know about that. All right, 800-721-1185. We'll do this again in a couple of days. Take care, everyone.
See ya.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.